Where are we? About a month ago, 20 some days ago, we stopped at the center, at the middle of a paragraph. And what? You were supposed to read the rest of it several times. I hope you did. What is the technique? When you want to read it, you have to go back. Why? Because this is a very long speech, right? And if we don't know where we are, it's very easy to get lost. Why? Because it's poetic language, first of all. Here, we talk, but we are not using the same language outside. The language of a spirituality is not precise, because spirituality is not precise. How could you precisely talk about love? Impossible. You make stories and examples, but that won't do. It's not enough. That's why all these texts, in no matter what culture and when, is poetic. Because that feeling, that passion is the subject here. That's the problem. Because it could take your mind everywhere. For a couple of centuries, you will see how many different interpretations of one text exists. Look at the religious texts. Thousands of different interpretations, because it is poetic and it's supposed to be like that. So, to be careful, we always go back and say, okay, we started with what? Now we are in book four, means we passed book one, two, three, which is half of the book. We have to know what that half was to understand what this is. When the page that we are open now is one day in the life of Rumi, who is teaching. He is talking to the people that he was talking for several years. This is 6-7 years later. And he's talking that he's always perfect teacher, except the other specialties of being a genius, being this, being that, being the luckiest one to see Shams and transform. Part of all of that, he is a son of a teacher and he is a professional teacher. He knows how to say it. We remember book one, which is the second period, right? First step is yearning, talab. Nobody could teach it, so it's outside. That's why it's six books. It's the first one is love. The first book, half of it is said what love is not. You love yourself, you love your brain. This is not love. You see the superficiality and you compare the stuff like the parrot in the shop, remember, said it's not that. Said, in your mind, you always switch between free will and being forced to do something. It's not like that. All of it explained it. And in second half, it said, you have to come out of yourself. This is the first step. The ego, me. The meaning of me is the problem. Why? The beginning of life is that. The first little living creature was the first one who divided the universe to me and the rest. This is what this ego does. Me and the rest of the universe. And that separation is silly because you cannot be separated. In human beings, can I be separated? First of all, the breath. I'm living with the breath. Breath is mine. It has nothing to do with me. This breath I took has the little stuff that were in the lung of Pharaoh, in the lung of Adolf Hitler. It's outside, it's the air. We are living with that, it's a part of me. So that separation, which is the illusion, and is for one thing only. I'm separated, therefore, there is something I need. There is something is good for me. Goodness is not goodness, it's good for me. So all the animals, they try to eat, not to be eaten, reproduce. And for this you have to, for all three, you have to do what? You have to cheat, to lie. Yes, you want to eat? Nobody will let you. You have to hunt. Then you are a hunter. What do? Camouflage, strategies, hiding, cheating, all. This is the necessity of life of the animal. We are not the animal, are we? Show me one animal who understands the meaning of honesty. Mm-hmm. I said something and you all understood. This is something in human being. We are the first one of these complicated stuff which is improving itself coming up. We are the first one who jumped actually. For us there is another environment. The animals, they live in nature. The food is there, they have to hunt, blah, blah, blah. Where do I live? In nature? Excuse me, I'm living in culture. That's me, my personality, my feeling, me being human. Culture, where is culture? Out there, it's not in me, it's not in you, it's in we. Therefore, Rumi concluded all of this. At the end of book one, he said, listen, I told you a lot, and I know you're confused, because this is like standing water. If you somehow do something to it, it will become a little bit cloudy and you need a lot of time. This was the excuse to send them all to do what? To practice. For 2 years, they said, okay, you learn a little bit, put it in action, because this is not theory. This is not an idea. This is lifestyle of a human. After 2 years, they come back. What is the first thing they hear? Do you remember, beginning of book two? That's in Persian, very simple. And there is a verse over there. Somebody asked, what is love? He was teaching the love, the first step, right? Now he's starting to talk about this philosophy. This is what is on the table, so he starts with that. Somebody asked, what is love? I said, when you become we, you understand. As long as you're I, you cannot understand what love is. What is we? He started with this, and he talked about this philosophy, this step of beyond the logic in book two. What was it? Again, was that do not be confused. Knowledge is not this. Here we are not talking about a knowledgeable fellow. We don't have an exam for someone to come in. You don't have to be very intelligent. You have to be selfless. You have to will to become the best of you. The best of you in the cultural values there, right? Then book three, enrichment. What is enrichment? So, okay, now I talk everything about this, but you have to read, to learn, to apply it to your time, because how do I know? He's talking 800 years ago. He said, listen, I cannot say how you should read. I cannot say what you should read, but definitely I could say why you shouldn't. When you want to learn about this, oh, look around you. Everybody is claiming that I know what it is. Come here, I will help you. He said, aha. In book two, I told you why you should start to be a follower. Why should you start to be a follower? It doesn't taste very good to be a follower, does it? Why should you? So you go book one at the middle of it. When he started to say, he said, the first thing for you to come out of yourself is to believe in one person at least who is better than you and follow that fellow. Why? Because this ego of you doesn't let you. You don't believe in anyone. You think you are the best because you could judge everybody. And how do you judge the people? By just looking at them. What do you see? That's the parrot who sees that, the bald fellow, and you remember that silly story. When you're looking at the people, what do you see? You see their physical existence. You don't see them. That physical existence is the animal. It doesn't matter. What's in it? You don't see it. Isn't it visible? Ha ha! That's the point. There are people that they show them to you. They look at the people and they read their mind. How? Magic? Simple. You don't know it because you are shouting, you are talking with your face, with your hand, with your movement, and mainly with your action. This is what we are talking about. We don't care what you think. In your thought, be a serial killer. But don't hurt anyone. We have nothing against you. Maybe even that's good. You become a good writer, you will write good stories about it. Here we talk about your action. Remember? Standing up was the first step. Be responsible. He talked about it in book three. Now we are at book four. Means we are at the second half of this stuff. The first half was love, knowledge, enrichment. You understood. The second third are unification, bewilderment. The last one is the one you hate the most. Poverty and non-existence. And they name it just because of that. Because this is the second part. The first part was eliminating a lot of stuff. Here, you have to absorb the new ideas. About what? About you. Right at the beginning, we're talking about you. Book four started with this. We said, okay, now I want to talk about unification. That being together, that stuff that makes we. Okay, I want to talk about it. Do you think that you understand it? You will understand it when you are one of we. As long as you are one of us and them, that us and them will ruin everything. But let me tell you where the problem starts. Problem starts with what? Do you remember? With you and being lucky. So let's say you are lucky. After so many years looking for beloved, you don't find it. Suddenly, you did a bad thing and you're running away from a policeman. You jump a wall, suddenly you are in the garden of beloved. What will happen? If I'm writing this story and the story is short, and you live happily ever after, but it's not. You jump over there, you start to take over. You grab the beloved and say, okay, now let's make love. So, what? Yeah. What are you talking about? There's nobody here around. I said, nobody? I am nobody? The beloved is nobody. Remember, it started like this, to say what? Not this. He said, oh, this is silly. Then, you will do this.